Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and she is the Cass County Conservation Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Hey, it's been some beautiful mornings here. Let's just have a few more of those and everybody can get outside and do all kinds of things. But first I want you to catch us up on the photo contest that you're holding.
Yeah, we are doing a photo treasure hunt until April 30th. You got to have your entries in and emailed to me by April 30th. And we've got some clues, and they are to our county parks, which of course are our treasures. So we have, if you figure out where you need to be and take that picture, and you can submit those photos, you'll be entered in for a couple prizes. And then we also have two clues that are actually with GPS coordinates. So if you can figure out those ones and send in a picture of those, or log, you enter your name into the log for the GPS.
Okay. So otherwise, where do we get the clues?
I have them here, and then also we have them up on our website or on our Facebook page. Okay. As well.
Okay, so several places that people can find those clues and go hunting. And this would be a good weekend to do that. I think it might be a little cooler, but I think it'll still be pretty good. So what? Just give us a little tidbit. I mean, you've gotten some pictures in. Are there any funny, you know, humorous ones, or are they really serious? What? Give us a.
Well, we email you back if you've gotten one wrong.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you get no email response from me, you got them all right, and you're entered to win. But it's kind of funny for a couple people. We're being a little sticklers on a couple of them. They might be in the right park, but they're not quite in the right place.
Okay.
So,
but they get to retry then. They can do it again, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we've had some good ones. Lots of people want to, have your kids in it. It doesn't matter if it's goofy, things like that.
Well, we have great parks in Cass County, and I keep saying that there are people who have no clue how many and where the parks are in Cass County.
We spread them out too, so that you do have to explore a little bit. Yeah.
Well, and we're fortunate that our parks are not closed, although you'd still tell people to keep their distance and so on. But there are lots of parks, lots of space there. You can be out there and do all the things that you should do with your family.
Yeah, get out there and walk and hike. And that's the thing right now. The only thing that we've got closed is our campgrounds, boat docks and all of our places to go fishing. Those are all open, things like that.
And I wanted to ask about fishing. How is it? Are people catching any fish right now?
It is actually picking up a little bit. You would have asked me about 2 weeks ago. It wasn't so hot.
Uh-huh.
So it is picking up out there. So, and those water temperatures are also rising, which is great if you have a kayak and want to get out onto the lake and do some kayaking or canoeing. Those water temperatures are warming up, so that is also a great thing for that.
Yeah, and talk about space. You get out there in the lake, I think you've got plenty of space. So
go for it
for sure. So what else? Now we've talked about, going to the parks, going fishing. You have other things in your plans, Laura?
Yeah, well, right now we have at our outdoor classroom, which is down south of Messina, we put up one of our story walks. So you can hike along the trail down at the outdoor classroom and read a book with your kids, or just you, it doesn't matter. And we are planning another one. So be on the lookout for those story walks to be put up. If you don't already follow us on Facebook, go ahead and make sure you follow us on Facebook. We're doing a lot of updates. On what's open, what you can go do. We're doing Thursday, we're putting out a new scavenger hunt or a bingo. of some sort that you can do with your kids. Besides, we are doing some Facebook Lives on Mondays and Wednesdays. So we're trying to, since I'm not in the schools right now and doing field trips and things like that, we are organizing some other things, of course, with the school kids virtually. And then our wildflower walk will be coming up on Saturday, the 25th of April. And that will be on our Facebook Live. So can't really have everybody out to the park like we usually would. That online.
And you can, you hopefully you can zoom in on some of those flowers and get really up close and personal with a flower.
Yes. Yep. And there's about 5 to 6 species right now blooming out there at Pellet Memorial Woods. And so we'll be, and then we've been actually doing videos as they bloom and as they go along. So we can show you ones that we've already missed.
Well, so there's the upside of this. You get a special addition that you wouldn't get if you were out there hiking. You know, sometimes things kind of balance out a little bit. But maybe folks then could go out and walk the path and see those things on their own.
Yes. And, you know, we tell people that, you know, that especially in the spring, that park is one of those parks that every 2 to 3 days it changes out there. Mm-hmm. I go out there and it just changes so much from day as the spring just evolves on. So.
And you know, Laura, we should tell people where Pellet Park is, because I'm guessing there are folks who live in Cass County who have no clue where that is.
Yeah, Pellet Memorial Woods. So we actually have 2 Pellet Parks. So we have Pellet Memorial Woods and then we have Pellet Wildlife Refuge. And Pellet Memorial Woods is on Troublesome Creek Road. So if you drive on Olive Street past KJAN, you're going to turn east onto Troublesome Creek Road, and it'll be right there on your left. And so it's a state preserve. So we have state parks in the state, and then we have state preserves. And state preserves are a little bit have a more extra protection around them as well, and we manage it for those for the Iowa DNR.
All right. So a very unique kind of thing. That's something that doesn't happen in every county. Well, every park is unique.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't say, you know, wherever you are, every park has its own uniqueness in whatever place you are. So you can't get, maybe you can. Most people can't get tired of going to another park because it's going to be unique in itself.
Yes. And, you know, we have, since we're speaking on talking about plants and wildflowers, we also have our plant sale going on until April 30th. So if you want to, if you're thinking of May and you're thinking of landscaping and getting, using more native plants in your landscape, we are taking orders for our native plant sale until the 30th as well. And those come in right before Memorial Day to get you out there and get you planting. And things like that. So,
how do we order?
That form's going to be on. Yeah, that form is on our website as well. And we've had it up on our Facebook a couple times too, so you can find it through our Facebook feed too. So,
Laura, what are some advantages of planting those native plants versus things that come from who knows where?
Yeah, so we talk about that our pollinators are out there not only pollinating all of our food crops and things like that. They're also looking for those, they kind of hone in and they know those kind of native plants versus non-native plants that they've never might have been on before. But they also have more wildlife value when we talk about, especially in the winter, when the native bees have to hibernate somewhere. And so a lot of our native plants are being used as little hibernation homes for the winter as well. And, you know, the great thing is some of them are deer resistant. You know, they're used to our Iowa wildlife. And so the deer don't like to eat them.
That's a big, big plus. And they're also a little more resistant to some insects and diseases, correct?
You're right. Mm. And they're used to our Iowa soils, or some of them are not picky on soil types and moisture and things like that. And we do have one grass and 13 flowers on our native plant sale. So.
Okay, this Saturday is the plant walk. And
yes, flower walk.
Then your deadlines for photographs and plant orderings are the 30th, the end of April. So thanks, Laura, for keeping things going and keeping things interesting. We really appreciate the work of Laura Canning.
And well, thank you so much for having me on today.
You bet. Until next time, here is a thought. Happiness can be thought and caught, but not bought.